Stories Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon coming to you from, well, wherever podcasts come from. This is the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, episode 156. That's right. There have been 155 of these before, and now it's time for 156. If you do the math, I do believe that this makes it close to the third anniversary, since it's weekly, and 52 weeks in a year times 3, 156, right? So I don't really have anything special planned or celebrate, because it's the fourth anniversary of the podcast that I'm going to celebrate, which is May 30. But anyway, enough about that. Screw that. The topic this week was the stinking rose, and we got a lot of responses on this one. I'm sure that a few of them even know about that restaurant in San Francisco. It's been 10 years since I've been there, but it was a cool place, and I have the cookbook. So let's figure out who goes first this week, and it's who won last week, and that's Daniel. Congratulations, Daniel. And you can find his site linked from the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. But while you're looking through all the links of all the people, unless you're driving, here, let's start with Danny's story. Take it away, Danny.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Danny from DannyMockle.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Stories podcast this week. This topic was the stinking rose.
Ow! What was that for, Charlie?
Because you're ugly and you smell bad. He pushed her down, laughed, and ran. Rose brought her 6-year-old dirty knee stinging to her chest. Silent tears rolled down her rosy cheeks as she sighed. She still loved him, no matter what. Make the photo shoot for 8 tomorrow morning. I have to do an interview with Glamour. Rose hung up the phone. Rose checked her email. Another Facebook friend request. Her 10th of the morning. Hey Rose, it's Charlie. We should hang out sometime. Rose smiled as she pushed the reject button.
Yes, thank you, Danny. You can check out Danny's stuff, as I said before, in the show notes. Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. That's where the links to all the people who sent in their stories and links to their sites are displayed. Also the text of their stories in case they're talking like they're in some sort of bubble pool. And there's going to be a poll there where you can select your favorites, and that'll determine who goes first next week. Anything else up there? There are no ads, although I'm thinking about accepting an ad. That's right. There's this company, Old Glory Insurance. I don't know. I've heard rumors that they're associated with Martian Industries, so I'm being very careful about that. So now that we've got the winner properly accoladed, is accoladed even a word? Let's continue with, and I'm just going to mix the rookies and the veterans together from now on, because I can't, it's been 156 of these shows. How do you know if somebody's not coming back from day one? I mean, Ryle came back, and, okay, so I didn't get her story up. It's been 2 weeks. I need to get my butt in gear and get that story up there. So, enough of the whining and bitching, which I'm sure that you've come to love after all this time. Which is why over 100 of you have stopped sending in stories.
Oh, God, I can't stand to hear them.
And the audience, it keeps going up, actually. But what's really funny is that most people don't even know that there's a website. They just go to the feed, and they pull the feed, and it's like,
I never go to those podcast websites. Who needs a show notes? I just want to... Howard Stern's interviewing another stripper.
You know, what is that? So here we go. It's the return of Fricker Fracker. I'm not stuttering. That is his name, Fricker Fracker. And let's see not only what his story is, but let's hear what music he's composed behind it.
Hey, this is Fricker from www.thefrickerfrequency.com, and here is my 100-word story for week 156. Even though I told her I was sorry about forgetting our anniversary, she was so upset that she actually tried to castrate me. She had this look in her eyes, like the crazed Jack Nicholson from The Shining. Kitchen shears tightly gripped in one hand, she said, "You come home late smelling like smoke and cheap perfume, and all you have for me is this stinking rose?" She leaped towards me to claim her revenge as I cupped my family jewels and ran for the nearest escape route. Snip! "Now let's put this rose in some water."
Whoa. Thank you, Fricker. And by the way, that reminds me, you gotta take that kitten to the vet. Yeah. Alright, who's next? It's Justin, Space Turtle. But you're not gonna hear that this week because he didn't record. He's moving, you know, all that stuff, and the kid's superpowers are starting to express themselves. I mean, when they have the heat vision and they're under a year old, you don't know what the hell they're going to end up burning. This is where you talk to your friends and relatives and say, can you watch over the dog for about a year? Just a year. That's all. Here, I've got some cans of Alpo. Yeah. So here is fake Justin.
Justin Nomaster here, meow, Space Turtle, and I've got a 100-word story just for you. My father always told me that when things get busy and hectic in daily life, to take time and smell the roses. I always took this in a more metaphorical sense. Just take a moment to stop and enjoy life's beauty. My father passes away, and while preparing the funeral in the estate, things got very busy. I was working on the outside of his house, feeling a bit flustered. I saw his rose garden. I went to it and took a big whiff. They smelled terrible. That's how I came to learn that my father fertilized them with beans.
Thank you, fake Justin. Okay, will you stop grabbing at my feet? You know, when Piper was at my feet, she would curl up, fall asleep, make little kitty noises. Ah, that tickles. Right. I'm sure that melody does that to you, Justin, right? And there you go. Now they're wrestling. It's like watching Roddy Piper and Hulk Hogan go at it, but only if they were cats. Go get 'em. Yeah, you tell 'em. And Naruto pounces him one last time and runs off. And sure enough, there they go. All right. Next up is Jeffrey from Great Heights, where 100 words is only the beginning. And he's about to celebrate his first anniversary of podcasting, so let's let Jeffrey tell you more.
This is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story entry. This is week number 156 with the prompt of The Stinking Rose. Thank you to Krista Heiser for her contribution as the station Juliet. I call this one OB, any other name.
As it turns out, it is not as sweet. We renamed the rose. What we came up with, well, it's not so pretty. We have but a small amount of time left in which to transmit this warning. When the station was renamed, it seems to have awoken an anger at the spirit that resides here. Oh, by the heavens! Stay away!
Stay away! Stay away! Stay away! Stay away! Stay away! Stay away! Stay
away!
This is Oh, Be Some Other Name? By Jeffrey Haidt. If you enjoyed this story, please take the time to go out to greatheights.blogspot.com and read the other stories. Don't forget to vote both here and over there for your favorite stories. Great Heights, where 100 words is only the beginning.
Thank you, Jeffrey. And remember, where 100 words is only beginning. But now people are wondering, where does it end? They always want to have some sort of conclusion, some sort of wrap-up, some sort of goal, some limit. People need limits, you know. Otherwise, they're boundless, they're free, and they go crazy. This is why I imposed a 100-word limit on myself. Otherwise, I'd go mad. And speaking of having gone mad, here's Houston Keyes. Yes, he keeps coming back. Thank goodness. Otherwise, we'd wonder what he's up to. And what he'd be up to would probably fall in the category of no good.
Dear Muscle Arm Paperboy, I am over you, and you can keep the stinking rolls you didn't send me. I thought you were different, and we could spend long hours sitting on the front steps sucking on popsicles from the cellar. I daydreamed we could be friends, very close, special friends. I have found another muscly-armed man who can make me feel like the person I am inside. You stay away from me. You keep your dang paper, you some bitch. Your special friend forever, love, Herbert. There, it's done. Come sit on my lap.
That tickles.
Okay. Thank you, Houston Keyes. And now we know that you truly have been up to no good. Oh, dear. Well, let's find out what you come up with next week. Yeah. Next up is Michael P. Not Michael S. That's a whole different story. No, this is Michael P. He never records his stories, so he leaves it to a certain midget to do. You've heard him before. Now you're about to hear him in his full midgety midgetness. Take it away on behalf of Michael P.
People tend to overlook the details in fairy tales. They see a prince fall from Rapunzel's tower into rose bushes to be blinded by thorns. They see an old hag turned beautiful enchantress, turn an arrogant prince into a beast, leaving a single rose to mark the passage of time. They see a prince presenting Cinderella with a rose after her foot fits perfectly into the glass slipper. They don't realize that Rapunzel is the old hag, that Belle is Cinderella's stepmother, that it's the same stinking rose over and over, that there's only one immortal, unaging prince.
Thank you, Michael. And by the way, when I think of unaging prince, I think of that freaky androgynous weirdo from Minneapolis. You know, the one who had the purple rain, purple rain. I mean, the soundtrack for Batman sucked. That first Batman. Not the first one. You know, the one back in the 60s. That was actually cool. No, it's the Tim Burton Prince, you know, the Prince, artist formerly named as Prince, the freaky. I mean, yeah, this guy is crazy ivening left and right, trying to see what works, and then he kicks his fans in the teeth, saying that everybody's a freaking parasite and loser, and that the whole model is wrong, blah, blah. And it's like, oh yeah, all these people have made me great and wonderful over the years. You suck! You know, fuck you, buddy. Fuck you sideways with the neck of your guitar. I mean, come on, that's what it was. I mean, we all, you know, duh. I mean, how long has it been? A year? A year and a half since that Super Bowl? And I still think, oh, great, he's jacking off on the whole freaking audience. Yeah, that's a nice statement there. You know, after that whole, you know, boob gate crap. You know, and so they pick somebody safe, the Rolling Stones, and they wheel them out in their wheelchairs, and then they, you know, blah, 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 blah. And you know that it's all the backing, you know, guitar players, and you know, everyone else is doing it. And occasionally Mick Jagger, oh, blah, whatever, fuck it, I don't care. Who's next? Adam Zabaleta. Oh, boy. let's see what Anima's come up with this week.
Hello, Anima Zabaleta here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 156, Stinking Rose. This is titled Overreaction. Thank you, Guy David, for the music.
I hate him!
Honey, what's wrong? Not going to the dance?
That stupid boy Wolfgang. I hate him and I hate it here. I want to go back to California. I'm 17 and you've ruined my life. I could have stayed with Aunt Julia to finish school, but you wanted me to broaden my horizons. Look at me. It's senior prom and I'm dressed like an extra from The Sound of Music. And look at that. My corsage. All I wanted was one stinking rose. And Wolfgang brought me garlic.
You'll adjust, dear. They just do things differently here in Transylvania.
Thank you, Anima. And thank you, Mini Anima. Oh, by the way, the music was by Guy David there. And speaking of Guy David, oh my God, here he is.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 156. I'm Guy from Night Guy, where we are hunting mice and building robots in a feeble attempt to take over the world. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. The topic for this week's challenge is the stinking rose. Enjoy! I was standing at the edge of known space. The grid lines were extremely beautiful. I knew that was it. I was going to jump right into reality. I was going to smell a real rose. I made it, half expecting to disappear in a cloud of pixels. The contraption I built converted me into a real person in the real world. I could feel the real breeze on my face. I found a flower shop, which I entered. I picked up a single rose and smelled it, exhaling deep. I wrinkled my nose in disgust. The rose was stinking.
Thank you, Guy David, for your tireless and dedicated efforts. Remember, Guy David's music is in the beginning, the ending. Well, also Anima's piece and Guy David's piece. I'm sure that one week, his stuff will be on every piece. We will be saturated with Guy David, and it will rain Guy David night and day for 40 days and 40 nights. Well, of course, I should have just said 40 days and 40... Okay, let me just edit this out here. Okay, for 40 days and for 40 nights, and then at some point, we'll send forth a... Yeah, I don't know. What birds haven't we eaten yet? Okay, we've eaten the dodo. We've eaten the great auk. You just send out a freaking dove, we'll eat it later. Goddamn things need to marinate anyway. Okay. This is what happens when I freaking lose it. All right. Next up, Michael S. just play the damn story.
Hello, this is Michael with the Weekly Challenge. The Stinking Rose. I was chained to the floor as punishment for my repeated offense. I stood in the center of the room listening as the valves opened, followed by the sudden rush of sewer water filling the room. In a matter of minutes, it was waist high and rising. I was sickened by the disgusting things floating on top the water as the stinking rose to within inches of my mouth and nose. "Have you no mercy?" I screamed. "I warned you about that toilet seat time and again," my wife said. There was my answer. There would be no mercy.
No mercy at all. Ah, yes, you will walk the plank. Oh, wait, no. You will walk the toilet seat and into the briny... Well, it's actually kind of clean in there. I mean, cats wouldn't eat, you know, salt water. But you will walk into the briny, swirling abyss. Oh, wait, we better flush twice.
Thank you, Michael. Next up is Tom from Footnote. Yes, that's right. You can say Footnote now. You can say the MIDI podcast, too. But it never really captured my heart. Footnote has, with extremely super brief poetry and nine things. Yes, this podcast means so much to me that I can't stop thinking of those things. Or is it seven things? I can't remember. But it's time for Tom, and we'll see if he has statistics or not. You know, he's a very, very busy man. I mean, me, I can only come up with three or four things, but he comes up with 12 things every single week. So here's Tom from Footnote.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And tonight's story is called The Perfect 36. The strangest job I ever had was driving Carol Doda between San Jose and San Francisco. I get her to the KCSE studio for her on-air editorial. She'd finish, turn sideways. 44 inches of bus line would swing across the TV monitor. We jump in the car and fly up Highway 101 for the late show at the Condor Club. Carol had a thing for garlic gorgonzola. We'd stop at the Stinking Rose just before showtime. 33 years later, whenever I'm in the city, I walk by her historic marker on Columbus and Broadway and head up the street for some nachi.
Thank you, Tom. And by the way, I've been to the Stinking Rose in San Francisco, and great restaurant. And it's been forever since I've been there. But if I go to SLCC, I guess it's time to go back there one more time for old time's sake. Maybe for new time's sake. Maybe New Jack City's sake. I don't know what kind of sake, or if it's really old time sake. It all depends, really. Thank you, Tom, for bringing back the memories. And also, I mean, come on, that 44 inches of bus line, now I'm going to be Google searching. Next up is Norval Joe. Now, Norval, yes, Norval Joe, he's here. Yeah, I'm not kidding you. I'm not pulling your leg. I'm not bullshitting you. Norval Joe is actually right here. He's about to read his story live. That's right. This one's live. I mean, all those DJs who are in the live music category of Second Life, I mean, when they have this recorded playlist crap, and they say that they're live? Yeah. So, Norval Joe is here live. So, and if I played my podcast live, if I were just, you know, hitting the play button and then sitting back in my ass for an hour or two as you just heard a playlist go, that's live too, isn't it? Yeah. And it's music too, right? I mean, the comedy people that put in their entries in live music, well, there isn't any other category, so we're going to put that in there. Never mind that there's a miscellaneous category. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think, Norval Joe?
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 156, Smelly Rose. I don't have a name for my story. Here it goes. The smelly rose powder told Johnny his mother was going out even before he saw her wearing the dress that showed too much of her legs. "Don't go out, Mom. Stay home and watch a movie with me," he begged. Anger flashed momentarily in her eyes. "You know Mommy needs her medicine. My friend, John, said he can get some." There was a knock at the door. "Go to bed by 10. I'll be out pretty late." Johnny saw a grubby hand with dirty fingernails grasp his mother's arm as she left the house. Johnny went straight to bed. I'm dedicating my story this week to the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill. You can find a link to them from my blog site. Also, you can find how you can purchase a Houseism t-shirt that will help aid NAMI in their programs. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Yes, the National Movement of the Mentally Something Something. I know they... Wait, no, they didn't try to recruit me. They tried to put me away. Oh, dear. Okay, so I'm not exactly... All the toys in the attic aren't all put away and neatly wrapped up and ready to send out on Christmas. I admit it. I admit that I have a problem. But that's okay, because I'm inflicting it on all of you. Thank you, Norval Joe. And hopefully you're not too angry at me for what I did. I am so guilty. Next up is Ellison. That's right. You're not hearing me wrong. Ellison has returned. Fricker returned, and so has Ellison. Everybody's coming back. They're coming back. It's the quickening. And we're gathering. And there will be a fight, and there can be only one. And then there's a really crappy sequel. Here's Ellison with his story.
Hello, this is Ellison welcoming you to Weekly Challenge number 156 at the 100 Word Story Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. My entry this week is entitled, Count Me Out. The Count stood, his full height looming over Van Helsing. No escape, and yet the fabled vampire hunter stood his ground.
Dr. Van Helsing,
intoned the Count in a quiet voice that carried the accent of Transylvania.
I almost regret that I must kill you. You have always been a worthy opponent, a gentleman, with a boutonniere. What kind of flower is that anyway?
He leaned in for a closer look and was rewarded with a squirt in the eye. Dracula screamed in agony, his body dissolving into a thick mist. "It's a rose," replied Van Helsing. "A stinking rose." This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison, signing off.
Thank you, Ellison. And just remember,
it's only a story. It can't hurt you,
can it? All right, so the Easter basket here was full of chocolate and stuff. I know, it all says sugar-free, but when you look at the calories, it's like a billion calories. I mean, it's sugar-free, but it's probably just, yeah, we took out all the sugar, all right. We packed it with lard, and we packed it with radioactive sulfur. Just anything to keep sugar out of it. We're just... put that word no sugar, sugar-free right there in the corner. It doesn't like say, yes, this is perfectly healthy and it won't kill you. 1 year there was like hummus and crackers in the Easter basket. And that, I thought, was the perfect Easter basket for somebody who's pretending to diet. And yeah, I'm just kind of, at least I'm down from my original spot where I said, okay, it stops right here. This is where things only go downhill. And down from there, not my lowest since then, but you don't measure yourself on a daily basis. You do on a week, and yeah, if things screw up during the week and you backslide, you just gotta, you know, I guess stick your finger down your throat. Oh, well, this went downhill fast. Let's play another story. Here is Sophie Shores. Sophie, is this your first time here? I don't know. Let's find out. Sophie, tell your story while I take a moment to, well, you know.
This is Truffles, and my story is Lost Love. You tell me you adore me. I giggle. You adorn me with lovely gifts. I am touched by you. When we're together, you tell me how happy I make you. You say our love is very special. I'm only 12, but I know you're not like any of the boys in my school. Our love is secret. Now it's over and you're gone forever. As your casket is lowered into the ground, I throw the stinking rose on it. I watch my mother as she weeps for her lost lover. I hear whispers, you were poison.
Thank you, Sophie. And don't be a stranger. Come back. Come back, please. Don't just do one story and then run away. I'm not that bad. Do I smell? I don't smell. Guys. Ah, great. I should just give each of them a knife or something. You know, the problem is, whenever I try to get them to make, you know, noises on the podcast intentionally, they don't. But, you know, while I, as soon as I hit record, damn. Whew. All right. Next up is Linda, a.k.a. Sister Pepper Spray. Oh, I like pepper spray. I do. I really do. It's kind of fun. And it's fun to use on people. Hey, that's a great idea. I'll use it on the cats. Okay, I'll be back in a minute. You may hear some noise, but I'll just mute the microphone here while you listen to Linda.
Hey, everyone. It's Linda, and I have to make it fast because I'm minding the cats. We're outdoors among the birds. The juicy, juicy birds. No, I'm kidding. I don't let them do that. That's rude. It's rude and not cat-like at all. Well, yeah, it is cat-like. Here's my offering for the stinking rose. It's a little sad, but enjoy. My wife, bless her, was such a romantic. You'd never know it to look at her when she'd start throwing things and feeding me stuff to aggravate my gout. But she always went on about this rose some guy gave her on their first date. On our 40th anniversary, I bought a rose and stuck it right in the middle of the bed for her to find. She never mentioned it. I just figured I got it wrong. When the movers took the washing machine, what do you think was there on the floor with all the lint? That stinking rose. See, because it was just, it fell out of the bedding and laundry day, and it's hard for me to not have to explain everything. That's why I like you guys. I don't ever have to explain anything to you guys. You just get it. You understand. You understand me. Okay, see you next week.
Thank you, Linda. It's always a delight. And now I'm going to look behind our washing machine to see what could be back there. Maybe there will be like a teddy bear or like a rat. Who knows? That's part of the adventure. Next up is Lance. Now, I'm having to redo the poll because Lance didn't send in the text of his stories. And the first thing that I do in the morning is get all the text of the stories, put them in the show notes. Then if, like, somebody forgot to send in the text of the story, I make the poll based on what's in the show notes, and so I forgot to put them in the poll, so I've got to redo the whole freaking poll again. Isn't that great? So I'm getting Lance back in there, and that means I'm probably going to miss Karoche and all that, but you know what? That's part of life. You just deal with it. So here we go with Lance and his story. Don't hold it against him. It's all my fault. It's all my fault for jumping the gun and using a polling system. That, well, sucks.
Hey, everybody. This is Lance, and what follows is my entry for weekly challenge number 156, The Stinking Rose. You can find me on Twitter as WritingDad, and I sometimes blog at writingdad.livejournal.com. Here to help me record is my son, Paleo Boy.
Hello.
What is that stench?
My latest creation. Crossed the common T-Rose with the Venus flytrap, a little genetic tinkering, lots of growth hormone, and voila! A sentry plant large enough to handle armed intruders.
It smells, Doctor.
True, it takes several minutes to extract its roots from the ground, but once free, it can remain mobile for up to an hour.
But why does it have to stink?
Hmm? Oh, legacy of the flytrap DNA. You see? Don't take it so hard, son. This is the perfect chance to test out my new limb regenerator.
Ha 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 ha! Horrible things happening to children. That's gonna get the press right on our asses. Thank you, Lance. Oh, right, there's one more story. This one's a sad one. Planet Z's having kind of a weird week. Here, just listen to it.
She's gone. She was my father's Aunt Rose. Her husband died years ago. They didn't have any kids. Not many friends. Quiet and kept to herself. In the suburbs, they say that kind of thing after a guy flips out and shoots a bunch of people. But in the city, old, retired, alone, and you paid your rent a year in advance, it can lead to something else. No, they didn't find a stinking, desiccated corpse when they kicked the door in. The place was empty. She sold everything and moved to Cancun. Told nobody. Where is she now? Who knows?
And there you have it. The weekly challenge, number 156, Stinking Rose. 16 stories. Will we get to our million word march destination? I don't know. It'll take years and years and years, but one day we'll get there. And I don't know. We'll have to work our way towards 2 million words. The text for the stories can be found in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You can also find links to everybody's stories and the ability to vote for your favorites. Now, there's a little bit of controversy surrounding a certain other platform's recent resident choice, poll, victory, awards, whatever the crap. And you know what? I don't care. What really matters is how you vote in the weekly challenge. Now, last week, the most votes any story got was 13. And I know how many people are listening, and there are a lot. And I'd like to just challenge all of you to listen and vote. Because, really, there can't be that many thousands of people dumb enough to just let their iPod fill up with this crap over and over. Or dead people with their iPods still docked, still connected to their systems, and downloading these over and over. There's got to be some people still left listening and able to vote. Won't you give that a try? Let these people know in the comments how much you enjoyed their stories, and let them know with just a single clicky. That's all it takes. And I know in the past I've said, really, what does one click say when you can say so much by saying, I like this story. It meant a lot to me. I don't want to be anonymous. I want to come out and say, this is a wonderful story. And that's what I'm doing here in saying that this week's stories were wonderful. And I wonder if you can do that too. Well, not in audio format. I'm not going to post that crap. Unless you put it as part of your story for next week, sure. But really, put a little something in the comments. Follow the links to the people's home pages, find their contact information, and let them know. Toss them an IM. Send them a Merlin Olsen pick-me-up bouquet. Or just send them Merlin Olsen. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for everyone who sent in their stories. Thank you for everyone who is going to vote.
Thank you for everyone who's leaving comments. As for those checking out the sponsors, maybe you need to get your heads examined because there are none. Tune in next week for the next weekly challenge. The topic has been posted. And speaking of has-been, I've been your host, Lawrence Simon, saying good night, and as always, keep it free.
Closing.